Hello, I am Emiliano Cruz Oeranes, and this is the 6 o'clock newscast, where Fernanda will tell the most important news, Noel will talk about sports, Mariana will tell us about everything that happens in the world of show business, and Leslie with a report.
Hello, the best news of the day. Number one, Blue Origin announced the start of sales of tickets to space. Blue Origin released a video announcing its plan to start selling trips on its new Shepard rocket. The company said it plans to release more details about the space tours on May 5. Tickets are expected to be competitive with Virgin Galactic's space tours at around $250,000. The 11-minute space tour of New Shepard will launch from a 60-foot-tall rocket into the West Texas desert and allow tourists to experience a flash from space, reaching an altitude of more than 340,000 feet, according to the company website. The capsule has windows that allow customers to get a full view of space and will remain in zero gravity for several minutes before returning to Earth. The new Shepard is designed to carry 6 people. It is impressive to think that only 60 years ago, it was the first launch into space, and now it could be a new tourist attraction. In the world news, Colombian President Iván Duque withdraws the controversial tax reform bill that led to the protests in the country. Meanwhile, Mexico will stop applying the visa test. Mexico will be the only one of the 87 countries that apply the test that will not participate. The visa thing is a matter of money and ideology. The government of Mexico has not officially said that we will not participate in visa, but neither Mejore de MX has the budget to enter the exam, nor has the SEP given the green light. This is all for my part. Thank you and keep listening to keep information.
And today in the sports sections we have Mexico gets two more beautiful spots in diving. Randall Williams and Arantxa Vázquez gave two more places for Mexico to the Olympic Games in Tokyo in the Diving World Cup behind held in the Japanese capital. The two divers secured the quotas by qualifying to the semifinals in the individual 10-meter platform and 3-meter trampoline events, respectively. At the Tokyo War Complex, both went on the final in their respective races with a 4th place Randall score a total of 476 points, while Arantxa scored 330 units. They will try to climb to the podium early Tuesday morning. It is the second Olympic place in Williams, as in advance won with Iván García in the synchronized 10 meters the silver medal in the Japanese event, where 50 countries participate. In this way, Mexico accumulates 10 summer quotas and is 2 away from taking the entire team to the Olympic Games for the first time, when the individual events of women's platform and men's trampoline 3 meters are subtracted. Diving is the sport that has won the most medals in its history. 40. 1 gold, 7 silver and 6 bronze.
Hello, my name is Mariana and today I bring you the best and juiciest gossip today. To begin with, we have the millionaire Bill Gates separating from his wife with whom he was with from that 26 years. Can you believe it? Also, Lady Gaga family is very happy that they finally arrested the one of the stole their dogs a few weeks ago. What a scandal, but they are now safe and with their mother. Let's go to the royal family. Harry and Meghan give strong statements in an interview that Oprah did and gave the reasons why they have or their titles. They also praise William's daughter from her great reverences to him. Leave two drops like two drops of water. That's all from me. Have a nice day.
I'll be talking about the weather this week in May. In Tula, it will be clear the first day, 2 days of the week. On Wednesday, a heavy rain is expected with high probabilities, while the other days, a sunny weather is expected and on Sunday, possibly cloudy. In Pachuca and the metropolitan area, the temperature forecast will be between 5 and 13 degrees, mostly cloudy, with maximum rain and wind potential of 38 km per hour. We are just steps away from the start of the hurricane season, and we will notice a marked increase in the tropical humidity over southern Mexico. Fronts from the north also continue to arrive, which will be contributing more instability in the coming days. Find out what could happen during the first half of May.